Let's get to business news. Adam Maguire is with us.
Thanks, Gavin. Inflation and the shortage of talent are two of the biggest concerns facing Irish businesses in the coming year, according to a new survey. Research by business law firm Mason Hayes & Curran and the Irish Management Institute found that 85% of firms see higher costs as having the greatest impact on their operations in the next 12 months. 40% see inflation as their biggest challenge, while almost 30% expect staffing to be their main headache. Martin Kelleher is corporate partner at Mason Hayes & Curran. He joins me on the line now. Martin, four out of five businesses is expecting rising costs to have the greatest impact. Only two out of five, though, saying it's their biggest challenge. Is that an indicator of just how tough it is to attract and retain staff at the moment?
Yes, I think that's what the survey is highlighting to us, Adam. I mean, this survey, which was carried out in June by Mason Hayes & Curran and the Irish Management Institute, you know, highlights a number of challenges that businesses face in the post-COVID environment. But clearly, what's coming out from it is that increasing business costs, inflation, and the battle for talent, both in terms of recruitment and retention, are key issues facing businesses in this new environment.
More respondents in this survey see mergers and acquisitions activity picking up, in part as a way of dealing with those skills shortages. Is that the way then, that then the easiest way now for businesses to attract good talent, and even in an environment where it's harder to raise funds for these kinds of deals?
It certainly has increased in terms of focus. I mean, historically, you know, the companies would look at M&A activity because of opportunity or market need. But the survey, you know, very much highlights that M&A as a way to source talent is certainly increasing, and companies are now looking at that as a way, when they do acquisitions, that they were going to get access to better staff and not have to do the challenges that they're facing in the environment in terms of recruitment.
Another big challenge on the horizon for businesses around the world, but particularly in Ireland, the increase in corporation tax to 15% following that OECD deal. Are many companies here concerned about that?
No, that was surprising from the survey that was the majority of the respondents expected to have no impact on their businesses. And seems to be more focused on the challenges of actually doing business in terms of recruitment, you know, increased costs, making sure that their staff are enjoying and retained. I think one of the things that we're seeing is that also that, you know, companies have embraced the hybrid working model, with 71% of companies, you know, increasing their investment in digital channels, and 9 out of 10 respondents saying that, you know, the hybrid business working model, you know, has been positive in their environments.
We have heard stories of some businesses trying to push back against remote working or hybrid working even, but from that survey figure, the vast majority saying it's been a positive. Can we say if that's a change that's here to stay now for the future?
It certainly seems to be, on the basis of the survey results that we have got back from our respondents. I mean, one of the things that comes out of the survey is that, you know, companies are very much investing in digital transformation programs, that they're increasing their expenditure on technology, and that they're reducing their footprint in terms of real estate. So that's very much an indication that, you know, the hybrid working model is going to be part of the business community going forward.
Martin Kelleher, corporate partner at Mason Hayes & Curran, thank you very much.